Now, back home, the government has been selling the budget today with a walkabout by the Taoiseach in Dublin City Centre and a raft of ministers outlining what the measures mean for their departments. But there has also been criticism of the unprecedented level of spending. According to the opposition parties, the budget was unfocused and failed to address the country's fundamental problems in areas like health and housing. The budgetary watchdog, the Fiscal Advisory Council, also weighed in. Ireland, it said, needs a more serious vision that delivers on the economy's needs without repeating the boom-to-bust pattern of the past. For further reaction, we're joined by Kieran McQuinn. He's research professor with the Economic and Social Research Institute. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
In advance of the budget, you said it was important that the government take a disciplined approach. Is that what we saw yesterday?
Well, I think it's important to know, Rachel, obviously the budget will get, the kind of key factors that are focused on traditionally are the tax and welfare measures, and those were quite significant, I suppose, yesterday in terms of what was provided. And certainly we would have some issues with certain elements of the package in that capacity in terms of possibly being more targeted, particularly as far as the welfare package is concerned. But I think the key issue really over the medium term for the economy, as far as the budget is concerned, is the substantial commitment to investment that was announced yesterday, both in terms of the short run over the next year, but also over the medium term. And I think this is potentially, you know, quite game changing as far as the Irish economy is concerned, because what we've observed really in the Irish economy over the past 10, 15 years is that investment has varied very substantially depending on the nature of the public finances. Whereas I think there is now an opportunity to put investment, particularly on a more sustainable basis over the medium term. And I think that's a crucial outcome from yesterday.
At the same time, I noticed several critics yesterday and today saying that despite a lot of promises and pledges, there still hasn't been an increase in housing targets.
Well, I think the housing targets are being formulated as we speak, and that's building on work that we ourselves have done in the Institute here and looking at the structural demand element, and then the unmet demand piece, I think, is being added on to that. I think, look, clearly the housing targets will come out when they come out and will certainly be revised upwards. But there is, you know, already a significant, I suppose, increase in the capital investment programme that's been outlined, both in terms of the direct funding for the department, but also in terms of the increased funding, for instance, for the Land Development Agency and other funding. So I think overall the capital budget, when you factor all of that in next year, is going to be in excess of 6 billion. So that is quite a substantial investment, and it's needed, because essentially if you look at the residential units that are likely to come on stream this year, for instance, we're forecasting you're probably only going to get around 32 or 33,000 units. So at the moment, the government is a key agent and key driver of housing supply, and you need that investment certainly in the short to medium term if we are to kind of increase the level of housing supply that is required.
And this more spending on housing is something you've been calling for 2 or 3 years now. But one of the problems that has been raised is whether or not we have the capacity to build more houses. Do we have enough builders?
Yeah, I mean, it is a challenge, certainly when you have unemployment at 4%. You know, there is always a risk and a danger that you will run into capacity constraints. I suppose what we have identified, certainly we did earlier on in the piece this year in terms of reviewing the National Development Plan, there is a significant number of people in the construction sector. And certainly if you look at the number of people employed on a historical basis, the numbers are still quite high. So I think certain element of the challenge would be a reallocation of resources within the construction sector. And I think when the funds are coming on stream, such as the funds that have been committed, as I said, that over 6 billion just coming from the government sector alone, that will improve the attractiveness, if you like, of residential construction over other forms of construction. I think above and beyond that, you are going to have to be imaginative in trying to seek employment coming in from abroad. Back in the days of the Celtic Tiger, we were able to source employment from Eastern Europe. That is probably not as bountiful a source of labour going forward as what it was. So there is going to be a degree of ingenuity. But I think if the funding is put in place, and if the funding is there, I think those kind of capacity issues can be dealt with. There's obviously other capacity issues as well in the market. around the finance, which clearly the government funding will help. But there is an underlying structural issue that we need more private sector investment as well. But one other point, which I think is important in relation to this, is I do applaud, is the fact that the residential zoned land tax is going ahead. And I think that's another crucial, important element.
This is despite those skirmishes during the summer over whether or not it should go ahead this year.
Yeah, I think it is very important. And I think the fact that, it is going ahead and the commitment has been given is important. And the reason for this, I think, and it's a more general point, I did say that there is substantial investment being committed by the government. The challenge now is to get the maximum return from that investment. You know, clearly we've seen incidents in the recent past where, you know, we haven't gotten that kind of return from significant investment. There are huge sums of money that are going to be spent in investment in the Irish economy over the next period of time. We need to ensure that we get the maximum return from that investment. And any way we can improve the productivity of delivery in the key areas is important. And I think the zone tax is an important element of that, particularly in housing. But we also need to see it in other areas of public policy.